Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Naimi, and welcome. I'm very excited to bring you the very first episode of the AdnaTech podcast, joined by yours truly, me and my co-host, LGX. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty well, actually. Damn. It's my first time doing a fucking podcast, actually, and my name is not LGX, it's Little God Xenon.
I called you LGX because your name's kind of cringe, man. I'm just saying.
It sounds like... Yeah, because I'm God, that's why, fucking bitch.
God damn it. Anyway, man. Yeah, I already asked you how you're doing today. You know what? Man, I'm going to be honest. Life in quarantine it's shit, okay? It's just shit. Let's be honest.
It's pretty good.
Really? I mean, I'm going a bit crazy, man. I'm just saying, I'm going a bit crazy. I mean, everyone is. Fuck's sake. What have you been doing in quarantine, man?
Playing Roblox and watching anime and simping on bitches on Discord.
Damn. God damn. So, do you have experience doing podcasts? Have you even listened to some of them?
Your podcast?
No, not mine. This is the first episode, man.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I have been listening to some podcasts, actually.
Which ones?
Misfits, you know, and Misfits.
Oh, that's it. Okay. See, I never heard of it, actually. But anyways.
Yeah. It is a pretty good podcast, actually. One of my favorites.
Well, you just said it's the only one you listen to, so you know what? I'm gonna check it out after this, after we finish recording this. But anyway, we've got some stuff to talk about today, right, man? So I gave you, before we start recording, I gave you a few subjects that I came up with, and I asked you which one you would start with, and you said you wanted to start with the Twitter AI controversy. It's been happening lately. So, do you even, first of all, do you know what this controversy is about?
Nah, it just kind of sounds funny.
Yeah, it actually does, because, hold on, I'm gonna switch. I'm gonna pull out. I'm gonna share a screen, hold on. Twitter investigating racial bias after users noticed the platform sometimes prefers white faces. Now, from the title, what do you think this is about?
I don't even know, bro.
Damn. Okay. It sounds kind of wrong without the context. Okay, so this controversy comes from this tweet from this guy. His name is Bascule. And he said, trying a horrible experiment. Which will the Twitter algorithm pick? Mitch McConnell or... who the fuck is this guy? I actually don't know him.
I don't even know.
He does look
All
like
I know
him.
Is Barack Obama.
Yeah, okay. So, basically, you know, in Twitter, when you post an image, the AI tries to pick the best part of the image to preview it. So this is not like the full image. If you click on it, there's like two faces in it, right? But this guy tried an experiment to see which one would the algorithm pick. Would it pick a white face or a black face? And for both of them, it picked this guy. I don't even know who this guy is, but it picked him.
What if he put a lot of black faces and only one white face, and he chose that one and only one white face? Like, that will be, like, proven racist.
Yeah, okay. Okay, hold on, is it? Yeah, it's still the same. And then he tried inverting the colors, and as you can see here, Barack Obama actually shows in this one. Yeah, and in here it's again him for some reason. I think the main reason why this happens is because the AI, the algorithm for Twitter, it tries to pick the part of the image with the highest contrast, so the highest brightness.
The highest color.
That's what I mean. So that's why here, when you notice it's inverted, you noticed that
Yeah.
Barack Obama has more white than this guy. You see?
Yeah, bad guy.
Yeah, okay,
Donald.
this
Yeah,
guy,
this
when you
guy.
invert the colors. Why am I? Okay, your microphone's a bit echoey there. Anyways, so as you can see, when he inverts the image, this guy, it looks a bit darker, you know? But when you see Barack
Yeah.
Obama, he's a bit brighter, and that's why he's been selected here, you see? And what else? What else? Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, but an interesting thing that happened is that the official Twitter communications account, which is like kind of like their support team or whatever, I think. This is what the account they use to like reach out to people and stuff like that. Yeah, they replied to the tweet of this guy and they said, "We tested for bias before shipping the model and didn't find evidence for racial or gender bias in our testing. But it's clear that we've got more analysis to do. We'll continue to share what we learn, what actions we take, and we'll open source so others can review and replicate." Yeah, so I think what happened here is that maybe they tried with too many. No, when they made this algorithm, maybe they tried it with too many white faces, so that's why maybe Barack Obama doesn't show up. I've seen some similar tweets, maybe they're in the replies, but I couldn't find them. So yeah, what are your thoughts on these things?
I mean, I think it's just a malfunction. Malfunction. Malfuck, man. My English is just like a fucking Jamaican person right now. I
Dude.
think it's some weird kind of glitch. It's not really racist because a robot cannot have thoughts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Actually, this is pretty similar to another thing that happened back in like 2014, 2015.
I don't fucking care, bro.
Damn,
Next thing.
bro. You chose to
Next
be
fucking
here.
thing.
You will listen to what I got to say, okay? Shut up, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like a
Listen.
history class, bro. Change the fucking subject.
Damn, okay. So, damn,
And
bro. That's sus.
also
What? What?
pretend like you're talking to someone that is trying to sleep, because like they're not gonna be some like some people are watching this while some people right now are like watching this, not really watching this, but listening to this while they're trying to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
And maybe, but I think this is like the loudest podcast ever because of the noise in the background. You know, I didn't even get an actual podcasting microphone for this, but you know what? I don't really care because, you know, this is just the first episode. Anyway, we're back. Yeah. What?
Yeah. I think we are gonna do justice for Adnan.
Yeah, that poor kid. Basically, if you didn't know, like I think about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, there was like this huge scandal, you could say here. Not really scandal, but like what's it called again? Yeah, basically,
Great.
yeah. This kid, this
Wait,
Oliver, this yeah. You
let me
know
talk
what?
to you. Let me
Yeah,
take care.
explain it.
No,
Explain it.
let me
Explain
take
it.
care of this. Trust me.
Yeah, come
So
on. Explain
about
it.
like not really long ago, not even a month ago, there was like something about a kid getting raped and then later killed. The thing literally shocked everybody, and that's not even the worst part. The worst part is that he was buried right in front of the like. Right in front of their house, you know what I'm saying? Like that's fucked up. Not
Yeah.
even he didn't even get a proper burial. Plus, he was like,
11.
even when he was like 11, he was just a fucking kid. And if you saw his face, you will know that guy is so fucking innocent.
Actually, when I saw this kid, like when I saw a picture of him, he looked kind of familiar. And I think I remembered him with my classmates back in like because I know at first I didn't know he was 11. I thought he was like 14 or something. When I saw his face, I immediately
Look at the
thought,
screenshot, bro. Look at this,
hold
right?
on.
Look at this. This is the guy that, look, this is the little kid right here.
Yeah.
If you see him,
Yeah?
This is the little kid that rapes him.
Yeah, basically, this is how the kid looked like. And when I first saw him, he did look kind of familiar, I'm not gonna lie. He did look like one of my old classmates. And I legit thought, like, I was kind of scared, because, like, I was like, is this really one of them? Because, like, I had a classmate that had the same name as me, and he kind of looked like this. I'm not even kidding. He kind of looked like this. And then I realized it was not really him because he was 11. And if it was really my old classmate, it would have been like 14 or 15. So yeah, gladly it's not one of my old classmates, but still, it's just like a tragedy to let's think about it, that a little kid like this was raped and murdered. And yeah, it's just fucking sad, man. Yeah, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, so that kid was raped.
Yeah, we already showed the audience. Hold on. We're gonna
And
take. No, we're
poor
not gonna take.
guy. Literally, poor guy. You can never imagine getting raped.
And then kill. Yeah, you can never. I think you saw the kid. He was following a man. So the man probably, like,
Yeah,
lured
I
him
saw
in.
the video, man. Like that motherfucker. I wish they can
Huh?
execute him, not prison for life.
Yeah, I think in some countries that's basically like execution, instant execution. But like here in Morocco, we just don't have that type of personnel, that type of what do you
Shit.
say? Yeah, we don't have that type of shit. That was kind of. I mean, I don't think a death row is like a good thing, but like sometimes someone just doesn't deserve to be forgiven, you know? I'm just saying, you know. Yeah,
Yeah.
anyway, damn, this really got into my feels. Yo, hold on, be right back. I'm just gonna go charge my phone because it's gonna run out of battery, and I'm using my phone as my microphone. So, yeah, if it
Yeah,
runs
that's
out of
crazy.
battery,
It's so fucking shit.
yeah, okay, be right back, guys. And we're back. Yeah, sorry for
Yeah,
that,
this
bro.
motherfucker is back. Nice.
Yes. Yes, maybe I could have put in like a small break. But like okay, 'cause like I noticed in some other podcasts, you know, they say, "Hey, so like, you know, they pause." Not that they pause, like they tell their guests, "Okay, now we're just gonna go take a small break." And then after he says that, there's like a sponsorship message, you know? That would have been smooth if we had like a sponsorship message, you know, in the middle of
Yeah, all
that.
right. I have a sponsor right now. It's one of my friends on Discord. In this video, we are sponsored by Little God Xenon. Go subscribe to Little God. I have paid this motherfucker like a lot of money for a long time. And you remember that time when I gave you my Dorito chips? Yeah, that's my
Okay.
payment.
Damn, okay. Oh, fuck. To be honest, you haven't uploaded in like 4 months, so yeah.
Yeah,
Be
I
fair.
haven't. Yeah, I was
Yeah.
thinking about doing a video, but then I didn't think about doing a video. Next
Just.
subject.
Yeah, next subject, let's go. So, I showed you
PS5.
what. What? Yeah, PS5, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Did you watch the live stream? The PS5
Yes.
live stream? Did you?
Yes. Yes.
What were like the games that you were most anticipated about, you know? Like what actually what did you like about it?
Yes.
Okay, yes. God, I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't really impressed with the graphics. For only like a few most of the games for this event and the past one, I wasn't really impressed with the graphics, to be honest. The only time I was impressed with the graphics was in the last event. They showed the NBA 2K20 trailer, and the sweat in his and the guy's face. It looked like a real sweat, you know? It looked like it was an actual person sweating. I was pretty impressed. They also talked about the Five Nights at Freddy's trailer they dropped in the event. The graphics for Like for FNAF, they looked really realistic. Like they changed the series a lot. But yeah, everyone already talked about this, so I don't really have much to say about it.
Oh,
I asked my
FNAF
friend.
5?
What?
Bro, you're lagging so fucking much.
Really? I'm lagging for you?
Yeah, you're like fucking robot.
Damn. I mean, I'm
You
telling
are.
you.
Yeah, you are the racist AI from Twitter.
Damn. Well, actually, I was gonna tell you about an AI that Microsoft created. Like, they created a Twitter account for an AI. And basically, they let the AI learn from, like, on Twitter by itself, you know? They let the AI control itself, basically. But how did the AI learn how to speak and all of that? Well, it was on Twitter, and it kept tweeting. And when the people that replied to the tweets, they were saying like, "Oh, Hitler was right," or "Hitler did nothing wrong," or "I hate N-words," yeah, things like that. And then the AI itself, and then the AI itself, it started being racist by itself, you know, because people taught it to be racist. Anyway, what next? Damn, what next do we have on the list? No, hold on. Yeah, there's this website. It's called Lightshot, okay? So it might not seem that interesting, but the stuff that they do is really suspicious. Yeah, the website is called Lightshot, and basically it's just like a thing that you can take screenshots with. It's not that special, but then you realize that every screenshot that you take is actually uploaded to their website. So, okay, so this is how you can find someone else.
Oh shit. What if
Listen.
you screenshotted like your like some fucking email about your bank account where you
Yeah,
have
that's
to
what I
set
mean. Okay, listen. So when you access the thing, so let's say Light. Okay, I'm just gonna
Bro,
go to their
why
website.
don't you like hold the Windows button and then press that insert button?
Yeah, I don't get why people don't really do that, but hold on, let me disable dark
Bro,
page.
you guys are fucking stupid for doing
Damn,
that.
okay. And they don't even say that it's being uploaded online. They only say it in their terms of service. Like, they could have at least put like a warning here that says, "Hey, every time you take a screenshot, people can see it." And you know how people can see it? So basically, every time you take a screenshot, the screenshot gets saved on a web address, okay? So here's their thing, their web address. And then basically, all you have to do is put slash and a combination of six characters. So if I put, I'm just gonna put something random here, okay? Oh, hold on, you can't even see my screen. Oh, I need to screen share. I forgot
Wait,
about
I'm gonna
that.
use Nightshot real quick. Let me see this.
No, it only works on PC. It doesn't work on. Oh yeah, you're on PC. I thought you were on mobile.
Fucking good.
Yeah, basically, look.
You forgot your place.
I activated screen share, but basically, look. This is the website, and then if you put in
Yeah,
any
but you're gonna
combination,
load.
if you put in any combination of six characters and you press enter, you can see someone's screenshot. Hold on.
Wait,
Dude.
wait, wait,
Dude.
wait.
Whoa, hold
Wait,
on.
wait, hold up. Hold up.
This
Wait,
is a
hold up, wait.
payment. No, this is like a payment thing.
Yo,
What? Why did they
send me the
screenshot
thing.
this?
But I'm gonna go to the bank real quick.
No, they didn't share like their credit card number. I don't think they did.
This is, yeah, it's a payment.
Yeah, it's just like the payment ID and that's it. It's in French, by the way. And yeah, but like, yeah, the thing is, people screenshot sensitive information, and they don't realize that it's been put here. You can literally find like NSFW pictures or even dick pics. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like this website now.
Damn, you're just gonna keep doing a combination of six characters and then you're gonna find something else. Let's put something else, okay? Okay, this is just a picture of a game, I think. But yeah, I think you get the point. I think you get the point now. Basically, you can literally access people's private information from this website just by putting
Yeah.
A6,
Yeah.
like if you're lucky, you can keep just, and you can, you know,
Yo,
see
is
some.
there Snapchat? Wait. There is Snapchat on PC?
No.
Fuck, I was gonna screenshot some shit, you know what I'm saying?
I think there is, but like you can only see like public stories, popular stories, you know, from other people. And by the way, do people still use Snapchat? I thought that shit was dead. Okay, I showed you that website. It's this.
Wait, how do I do the combination thing?
Basically just put PRNT dot SC slash, and then you put six random characters, like numbers and letters, and then you can find something, like a random screenshot, and that's pretty much how you can do it. Yeah, anyway, like I said, do you know about the Muslim concentration camps in China? Yeah, I'm
What
being
did you say?
concentration camps. You know what's a concentration camp?
Fuck no.
It's basically a camp where they take random people. Let's say for example, you know, back when Hitler was a thing, you know, and when he basically took a shit ton of Jews
Yeah.
and put them in camps and tortured them. That's what a concentration camp is. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and basically it's happening again in China, but with Muslims, you know, like us. It's fuck it's
That
I
shit is messed up.
it's so messed
It's
up,
so
and
messed
yet
up.
like I didn't see any, like I did see
I
videos about it.
yesterday night, I literally saw some fucking Chinese guy.
What?
Two of my friends went there so they can I don't know how to say it in English. I'm gonna say it in Arabic.
They want to annoy him?
Yeah, he wanted to like joke on him or something like that. And then I said no, but like the next day I hear that they're torturing us. I
Damn.
would torture that fucking Chinese ching chong ass looking ass motherfucker with them.
Damn, bro. I'm gonna be honest, man. It's sad to think about it that. And Ren, you know what they do there? They make them eat fucking pork, man. They make them eat pork.
Why?
I think I watched a documentary about this, a guy made on YouTube. And I think the main reason why is because it's something about their economy or some shit. I don't know. I don't really understand why they do this shit. But it's just messed up. Like, you can't. There's no excuses of this, you know? There's just no excuse doing this.
Bro, I hate Chinese people already.
Damn. You know, I wanted to study in China, I'm gonna be honest, but this is just disgusting.
Yeah, you're gonna eat some pork.
Nah. No, but they're doing this to a certain Muslim group in China. They're called Uyghurs. Uyghurs. I don't know how they call them, but it's UY. Ghur. That's how they're basically the people that live in China. There's like a region in China for Muslims only. Yeah. And I think you've also heard about China destroying mosques in, you know, they're destroying mosques. You heard about that, right?
Nah, not really.
I think last year, my teacher told us about it. It was just disgusting to hear, honestly. It's just disgusting to hear. I'm gonna research about this in, like, after we finish this. See just why they're doing this. You know, even, like, just why, you know? It's just fucking. Damn, these. Some people on this fucking earth. Anyway, so. There was. There's also another. It's not really controversy because it wasn't. It none of the main people actually realized it, but the recent Disney's recent film, Mulan. It's a remake of the original film Mulan, the live action remake. Basically, they filmed it in China, right? But you know where they filmed it? They filmed it in the city where they have those concentration camps. They literally filmed it. That's like filming in Auschwitz, you know? Auschwitz is like a city in Germany. That's where they used to have the Jewish concentration camps. And that was like 50 years ago. This is like, these concentration camps are still active. They're still active and they're still torturing Muslims, like, by we speak. It's just... Damn, I have no words. Anyway, what were you gonna talk about next?
I don't know.
Man, okay. We said we have on the list, we talked about Twitter's controversy. We talked about the PS5. We talked about Light Shot. We talked about the Uyghur Muslim concentration camp thing. We have two things left. They're both about Microsoft. So, okay. Microsoft also revealed their own console. It's called the Xbox Series X. You've heard about it, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and I've also noticed they're talking about this Xbox Series S, which, from what I've seen, it's not like just another model of the console. It's like an entirely different one, because like this, the console in itself is like so much smaller than the. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna send you a picture, comparing both of them, and like both of them, they don't look similar at all. Like, it's just that. Fuck, you know what? I don't know. Yeah, never mind. We don't have much to talk about the Xbox. You know, I myself don't even know much about it, to be honest. Apart from that, it looks like a fridge. That's it. Well, anyway, guys. Yeah, and Microsoft. No, never mind. You're not even interested in that type of shit. But anyways, guys, I think that's enough for the podcast today. I would say it was pretty good, man. We did a sort of good job. No, we didn't do a good job. I'm just kidding. We did a terrible job doing this. Let's be honest.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try to cut it down a bit, just so we remove all the unnecessary and parts and all of that. Yeah. Damn. Anyway, guys, you can listen. Damn, stop laughing, bro. Anyways, guys, you can listen to this podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and a bunch of other podcast services. Yeah, a bunch of other podcast services. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify, and whatever, thank you for listening. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen.
And also
what?
Little Godzina.
Yeah, go subscribe to this guy on YouTube, even though he hasn't made a video in like 3 months. Go subscribe
to him.
Yeah,
you're gonna see a new fucking video right now. If you want me to like do something interesting, just add a like and subscribe.
Yeah, go subscribe to him for more epic content. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening. As always, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. Thank you for listening. And I hope you all have a great day, and see you all in the next episode. Goodbye.